Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Senator Obama, John Williams, hello.
Hey, John, how are you?
I'm good. What's the number of these town meetings you've done now?
53 as of today.
That's enough. You can stop
no,
now.
No. We've got over 100 counties in Illinois. So, you know, I've got to make sure that I hit at least each county once.
Forgive me, but this reminds me a little bit of Hillary Clinton when she was trying to get better acquainted with New York and made a point to visit every single county and pert near every single town before the election, and people responded to that. I suppose people very much appreciate, even now it's after the fact for you, that you're still going out and touching everybody.
Well, I think they especially appreciate it because I'm not running for the next 5 years, so they know I actually want to hear from them and don't just want their votes.
Yeah. What are you hearing, Senator?
Well, you know, it's what you expect. People are deeply concerned about Iraq and how we can start bringing our troops home in a meaningful way. People are concerned about health care. That's always at the top of the list, not just people who don't have health insurance, but folks who are seeing their copayments or premiums or deductibles going up.
Yeah.
And obviously, in light of recent news, people are paying a lot of attention to the immigration debate.
I want to talk about all of those issues. Just for a second, let's talk about Iraq. Not because I'm asking this, but it's funny to me how many times I hear it on Sunday morning, it get asked now. Should there be any firings or dismissals in the administration because of the situation in Iraq?
Well, you know, I've always been of the view that the president can choose his own team. You know, ultimately, I hold him responsible for whatever policies his administration has initiated. I will say this, if I were advising the president, I would probably say that it makes sense for Donald Rumsfeld to resign.
What do you think the probability of that is happening?
Well, you know, the president's been pretty stubborn on this. I say that, by the way, not to be punitive. It just seems to me that they need some fresh thinking about how they're going to execute this war and how we can in fact start phasing down. You know, it's interesting that you've had three former generals who were involved in Iraq planning and execution who have publicly stated that Rumsfeld probably needs to step down. So,
yeah.
You know, this is something that I would say from a constructive perspective, but it's not my place to call for the president to fire him. Ultimately, I'm going to hold the president responsible for his policies.
Yeah. Let's talk about immigration. You say you're hearing a lot about that. I have been, too. I saw the rally in Chicago. I don't know if you were in town when it took place, but it was mammoth. What's the first thing we need to hear about the immigration situation?
Well, look, we have to secure our borders, and I think that there's a pretty strong consensus about that. The only area of controversy on the issue of border security is the House Republicans and Jim Sensenbrenner, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee over there, passed a bill that included felonies for not just undocumented workers, but also people who worked with them, gave them assistance. You could see priests being charged with a felony if they,
but you could also sure, but
you could also see
employees. What do you make of that? Should we hold people who realize someone is working here illegally responsible at least for not turning that information in?
Well, and that's the point. That's not the kind of society we want to create, where everybody's a policeman and prosecuting folks. What we need is strong border security, and the second thing we need is a pathway to citizenship for these 11 to 12 million people. Now, I say that not from humanitarian grounds, although I do think that these folks came here in search of a better life the same way that previous immigrants did, although admittedly they came here not through legal channels. But the main reason we need to give them a pathway to citizenship is so that we can bring them out of the shadows, we can make sure that they're paying taxes, we can find them, we can make sure that they are subject to various worker protections so they can join a union. And that way, what we have is a situation where they are no longer undercutting American labor. The reason that undocumented workers are such a problem for American workers is because they have no rights, and they have no bargaining position with their employers. Basically, the employers can fire them or turn them in anytime they want. They end up driving down the wages of American workers. That's why we need to make sure that we're bringing them into some sort of legal framework.
I wonder if the people, though, who believe that they're competing with them for jobs want them out rather than legitimized as somebody else.
Well, I think there's no doubt that, you know, if you asked a lot of American workers who feel threatened by, you know, undocumented workers and are frustrated with the lack of a serious policy to provide jobs to American workers, then they would want these 11 to 12 million people deported. Here's the problem. We just don't have the mechanism to deport these folks. So our option is not deport or not deport. Our option is to basically say, if we are not going to deport these people, then is it better off for the American worker to have them in some sort of legal status, not an immediate amnesty, but an earned citizenship that takes 11 years and requires them to jump through a whole bunch of hoops? Is that better, or is it better leave the status quo? And I think the status quo is untenable.
Senator, what about President Bush's leak? What do you make about that?
Well, assuming that Scooter Libby's allegations are true, and obviously all we have right now are excerpts from court documents, we don't know how accurate those statements are. But if they were true, then it, I think, further undermines the president's credibility with the American people. It's true that the president legally has the authority to declassify documents, but it's clear that there was a trend on the part of this administration to shade, manipulate, doctor various intelligence estimates during the run-up to the war in Iraq, and selective leaks to help make their case without the release of other documents that undermine their case, I think, you know, makes us, you know, wary of this administration's willingness to tell the truth when it comes to critical decisions that are going to have an impact on our people's lives.
You know, you're maybe the wrong person to ask this to, but if they felt that information was beneficial to their cause, I don't know why they just did not have Scott McClellan release it, or have the president himself at a press conference or some other event release the information rather than slipping it to a reporter.
Well, that's the confusing part. I mean, the if in fact this was accurate information that the president thought made his case, there is a normal process to declassify information and make it available to all the reporters to get that information out as widely as possible. But, you know, I mean, the other part of this problem is that, you know, this administration said at the time that it would not tolerate leaks or leakers. And surely you can't have a situation where leaks are okay when it's good for you, but bad when it's bad for you.
Yeah.
I mean, there's got to be some greater consistency in terms of how this administration treats classified information.
So I guess the logical question then is, should the president fire himself?
I'll put down some money that that's not going to happen.
I'll let you pass on that one.
Exactly.
There was a story in the Sunday Tribune that more than a few of my listeners have pointed out to me, and you're aware of it as well. The Chicago Tribune reported on Sunday that newly gathered records from Alexei Janulius's bank show that his family's Broadway bank made an additional $11.8 million worth of mortgage loans last year to Michael Giorango, a convicted bookmaker and prostitution ring promoter. You endorsed him for his candidacy as a Democratic treasurer for Illinois, and he lent money to your campaign. Do you have anything to say about these allegations against his family, his bank, or him?
Well, he didn't lend any money to my campaign.
Oh, okay.
He was a contributor to my campaign.
Contributor to your campaign.
I know Alexei, and I endorsed him based on my knowledge of him. I think he's a fine young man, and somebody with financial experience who I think is well suited for the treasurer's job. I don't know the details of what loans that the bank that his family owns may have made. I know that in all my dealings with him, he's been a honest and straightforward person. I do think it's important, though, that he provides explanations to the people of Illinois, if he wants this position as treasurer, as to how this came about and whether proper due diligence was done on the part of the bank before these loans were made. I don't think anybody would blame him or his family if they made these loans unaware of the activities that this gentleman was involved with. Because
if that was the case,
then there's probably no bank in Illinois that at some point may not have inadvertently lent money to individuals.
Sure.
Entities that abiding by the law.
Were that found to be the case, would you rescind your endorsement? Would you then back away from them?
Well, there is no doubt that if they were providing money to people that they knew were engaged in illegal activity, that would be a huge problem from my perspective. I don't think that's the case.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any evidence that was the case.
Obviously,
this is something that's an appropriate topic for conversation, and I think that Alexei needs to respond to it clearly and forthrightly.
Senator Barack Obama's series of town meetings. He'll be in every living room in the United States before the end of the year, at least if the radio's going. We appreciate your time on our radio show this afternoon, Senator.
It was great to talk to you, John.